here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 18th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of John Updike, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1932. Went to Harvard, got married while he was still a student there. His ambition was to be published in The New Yorker. And the year he graduated from Harvard, he sold the magazine a poem and a short story. He went off to England to study at the Ruskin School of Drawing and Fine Art, but came back to New York, became a staff writer for the magazine, then moved to Ipswich, Massachusetts, where he set out to write his books about Harry Rabbit Angstrom, Rabbit Run, Rabbit Redux, Rabbit is Rich, and Rabbit at Rest, and the novella Rabbit Remembered. John Updike, who said, "My subject is the American Protestant small town middle class. I like middles. It is in middles that extremes clash, where ambiguity restlessly lies." It's the birthday of George Plimpton, New York City, 1927, the founding editor of the Paris Review, a job he held for 50 years, from 1953 until his death in 2003. It's the birthday of Manly Hall, born in Peterborough, Ontario, 1901, fascinated by the occult, went to live in New York, worked for a while on Wall Street, and spent hours in the New York Public Library, working on his great book, which came out in 1928, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, an encyclopedic outline of Masonic, Hermetic, Kabbalistic, and Rosicrucian symbolical philosophy. And it's the birthday of the poet Wilfred Owen, born in Shropshire, England, 1893, grew up in a well-to-do family. But when his grandfather died, it turned out the old man was broke. The family had to move into modest lodgings. Owen started writing poems as a boy, then enlisted to fight in World War I, became a lieutenant. Wounded in 1917, diagnosed with shell shock, sent to a hospital to recuperate, where he met the poet Siegfried Sassoon, and where he wrote many of his most famous poems, including Dulce et Decorum Est, a bitter poem that became the most famous to come out of World War I. The next year he went back to battle, and he was killed at the age of 25. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sharon, entitled The Name of a Fish. If winter is a house, then summer is a window in the bedroom of that house. Sorrow is a river behind the house, and happiness is the name of a fish who swims downstream. The unborn child who plays in the fragrant garden is named Mavis. Her red hair is made of future, and her sleek feet are wet with dreams. The cat who naps in the bedroom has his paws in the sun of summer and his tail in the moonlight of change. You and I spend years walking up and down the dusty stairs of the house. Sometimes we stand in the bedroom, and the cat walks towards us like a message. Sometimes we pick dandelions from the garden and watch their white heads blow open in our hands. We are learning to fish in the river of sorrow. We are undressing for a swim. The Name of a Fish, a poem by Faith Sharon, from The Owl Question, published by Utah State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.